right, welcome back. Shane Smith back with you live here at Panther Arena here on the campus of Cabot High School in Cabot, Arkansas. And Little Rock Catholic making a little bit of a run. They went on a 6-0 run there at the latter stages of the quarter, and now they only trail 20-13. And the story of the game, two factors. One, field goal shooting, not good on either side, and then the foul trouble starting the mound up for Mountain Home. Two starters with three fouls. And so now Little Rock Catholic will inbound the basketball with an opportunity to cut into the lead even more. Charles Daniel with the basketball. And now Daniel drives, lays it up, no good. And the rebound comes down to Flanagan. We're going to have a foul on the floor. And let's see who it's on. And that's going to be on Matt Jones. And, folks, that is his fourth foul, and that's a big one. Non-shooting foul. Here's Parker Lloyd with the basketball. Inside to Flanagan. Flanagan, turn around, off the glass, good. Brian Flanagan makes it a 20-15 ball game, and the Rockets on an 8-0 run. 7:33 to play in the ball game. Benton with the basketball. Now over to Wyatt Gilbert. Gilbert, double teamed, finds Cruz, down low to Jones. Jones puts it up, shot no good, rebound Jordan Eddington. And now the steal. The steal by Mountain Home. That is a big defensive play. Here's Colton Peters with the basketball. Peters, oh, nice pass. And Jones is going to be fouled. Eddington had the foul to keep Jones from making the shot. That is only his first foul, so Matt Jones at the line for two shots as Jacob Press gets ready to check in for the Little Rock Catholic Rockets. 7:02 to play in the ball game, and Jones missing the free throw. And, folks, Mountain Home is 1 of 4 from the line in the second half. I think any coach would tell you, just cannot afford to leave points off the board. Second free throw coming up for Matt Jones. And the free throw is no good. And now an over and back foul to boot. And now Benton commits his third foul. And that is the 16th foul. And now Coach Fulcher is going to call a timeout. Let's take it with him. 20-15 Mountain Home. We'll be right back. You're listening to Mountain Home Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
You know you should get your routine mammograms, but you haven't. And no doubt you've got your reasons for putting it off. Between work, running the kids to their school activities, and keeping house up, you just haven't made the time. You know these reasons don't hold up, especially when you consider that breast cancer is the easiest to treat and survive when it's found early. Even though you don't feel any lumps, doesn't mean you don't have cancers that are too small to feel. Don't wait. Schedule your mammogram today.
Axtra Regional Medical Center's mobile mammography unit will be in Melbourne at Gray Family Practice Monday, December 17th, in Marshall at Boston Mountain Rural Health Tuesday, December 18th, and in Flippin at Access Medical Thursday, December 20th, then at Ranger Boats Friday, December 21st.
This breast cancer awareness message is brought to you by Advanced Auto Body, ASE Warranty, Gifteeks, Foot and Ankle Specialty Clinic, Dr. Steffen, and Ann Staff Bank. Call 508-1164 for more information. Early detection is the key to life.
All right, welcome back. Shane Smith back with you live here at Panther Arena. And stoppage of play, I think maybe an inadvertent whistle or inadvertent buzzer. So 7:01 to play in the ball game, and Little Rock Catholic now on an 8-0 run. They were trailing 20-7. Now they are trailing 20-15, and with an opportunity to cut into the deficit even more. Here's Parker Lloyd with the basketball, top of the key. Lloyd looks to drive, puts it up, no good, and Parker Lloyd's going to go to the free throw line for two shots. Baylor Cresselius will pick up his second foul, and Parker Lewis was going to go to the free throw line anyway because he was fouled in the act of shooting, but that puts Catholic in the one and one as Lloyd makes the free throw, and it is now 20-16, folks. And I'm telling you what, the Rockets are making a nice little comeback here. Second free throw by Lloyd is good, and Lloyd now with seven, and it is a 3-point lead for Mountain Home. 6:43 to play in the ball game. Talon Benton with the basketball. Let's see what the Bombers can do. Luke Cruz now over to Wyatt Gilbert. Now to Colton Peters. Peters with the basketball. Now over to Luke Cruz. Now to Cruz on the right side. Now to Gilbert. Back over to Cruz. Now to cross court over to Benton. Benton. Now over to Cruz. He's open for three. Shot no good. Oh, now that's big. Okay, they're going to wipe out the basket. The basket will not count. Wow, that's a big call. The basket will not count. The foul was before the shot. So, wow, that's a big break for Little Rock Catholic. Here's the inbounds play. Score still at 20-17 as we approach 6 minutes to play in the ball game. And now we're going to have a foul on Little Rock Catholic, and that's going to go on Parker Lloyd. That's his third foul. And the 15th foul on the Rockets. This may become a free throw shooting contest as we go deep into this ball game. And now a foul on the floor. And that's going to be whistled on Jacob Press. That'll be his first. And that is the sixth team foul on Catholic. So now the next Catholic foul will put Mountain Home in the one and one. And you get the feeling this may be a free throw shooting contest. Colton Peters will inbound this basketball. He inbounds to Luke Cruz. Now to Benton. Talon Benton with the basketball. Benton, now down low to Cresselius, now outside to Colton Peters. 5:42 to play in the ball game. Now to Benton. Benton on the wing. Now finds Peters, now to Cruz. And they're going to call a blocking foul on... Oh, no, they changed the call. The call got changed to a charge. Wow. That is a big break for Catholic because the original call was a blocking foul, and then it got changed to a player control foul. No free throws, but it gives the basketball to Little Rock Catholic. 5:25 to play in the ball game. Here's Jordan Eddington with the basketball. Eddington, he'll take the 16-footer. No good, and the rebound comes down to Mountain Home. Here come the Bombers into the front court. Here's Gilbert, now to Cruz, and a pass stolen by Lloyd. Here come the Rockets into the front court. Now Hannah with the basketball, now to Lloyd, now to Charles Daniel. Now on the right side to Brian Flanagan. Now here's Eddington, now to Daniel on the left side. Now to Flanagan. Flanagan outside to Hannah. Hannah drives, lays it up, catch the basket in the foul! What a play by Sam Hannah! And now Catholic can tie the ball game on the main free throw. And now we're going to have a timeout. Mountain Home, let's take it with them. Let's go ahead and take the timeout with them. 20-19. We'll be right back. You're listening to Mountain Home Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Check things all the time. Like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Napa Know How.
It's the biggest holiday sale ever at Napa. Like a Black Friday sale every day. With hundreds of items at their best prices of the year. Like a Bluetooth speaker with LED light system for just $29.99. Just $29.99. See, just like Black Friday, but nobody gets trampled. So don't miss Napa's biggest holiday sale ever. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer ends 12/31/18.
All right, welcome back. Shane Smith back with you live here at Panther Arena. And what a comeback by the Little Rock Catholic Rockets. Did not see who the foul was on for Mountain Home. This is a big free throw for Catholic. And we are tied at 20. Catholic has gone on a 13-0 run. 4:41 to play in the ball game, and now Mountain Home just trying to get some momentum back. Here's Talon Benton, now over to Wyatt Gilbert on the right wing. Gilbert, now to Cruz, now to Colton Peters. And, oh, beautiful pass to Cruz and run. Big basket by Luke Cruz in the foul on Catholic. And Sam Hanna will pick up the foul. And now this is a big three-point play opportunity. And the free throw is good by Cruz, 23-20. And now the Bombers regain the three-point lead. Here's Charles Daniel with the basketball. Now over to Sam Hanna. Hanna, back to Flanagan. He'll take the three. Yes! Brian Flanagan ties the ball game at 23. We have got a barn burner going on here at Panther Arena. Here's the cross-court pass and nearly stolen. Oh, and now they're going to call a traveling violation after the near steal, and now the Rockets will get the ball with 3:44 to play. Here in the ball game, and now here's another three shot, no good. Fight for the rebound comes down to Matt Jones. He's back in the ball game. 3:25 to play in the ball game. We are tied at 23. Gilbert wants to drive. Now his lane on the baseline is cut off. Here's Gilbert. Now the bounce pass to Talon Benton. Here's a long two by Cruz. No good. And the fight for the rebound comes down to Mountain Home. Here's Cruz. The ball is knocked away, but to Peters. Here's the wraparound to Jones. Shot no good. And the rebound to Eddington. Here come the Rockets into the front court. Flanagan will slow things up for the Rockets. Now here's Charles Daniel with the basketball. 2:40 to play in the ball game. We are tied at 23. Here's Daniel. Oh, nice pass to Eddington. Eddington puts it up. Shot no good. And the fight for the rebound, and it was knocked off of the Mountain Home player. Smart play by Jordan Eddington. And so Catholic will retain possession with 2:26 to play. In the ball game, we are tied at 23. Here's Sam Hanna with the basketball. Now over to Lloyd. And now a foul on Mountain Home. And Benton will pick up his fourth foul. And now this is a 1-1 for Parker Lloyd. This could give Little Rock Catholic its first lead since 1-0. And the free throw is good by Lloyd. 24-23, Little Rock Catholic. They are on a 17-3 run since trailing 20-7. And now Lloyd at the line to try to give Catholic a 2-point lead. Nothing but net. 25-23. 2:20 to go in the ball game. Little Rock Catholic has stormed all the way back. Here's Peters. Now over to Jones. Now to Wyatt Gilbert. Gilbert wants the drive. Now gives it up to Matt Jones in the corner. And now here's a wide open three by Peters. Shot no good. And we're going to have a foul. Let's see who this foul is on. And that foul is going to be whistled on Matt Jones. And that is it for Mr. Jones. He has fouled out of the ball game and a tough break. And now it's also 10 team fouls on Mountain Home. So Parker Lloyd at the line for two shots. And now Baylor Cresilius will check into the ball game. A remarkable turnaround by the Rockets. First free throw is good by Lloyd. 26-23, ladies and gentlemen. The Rockets on a 19-3 run. Second free throw by Lloyd is also good. Lloyd gives Catholic a 27-23 lead. They are on a 20-3 run. Unbelievable. Kylan Benton with the basketball. Now here's Gilbert. Straight up three. Yes! Big three by Wyatt Gilbert. Cuts the lead to one at 27-26. 1:34 to play in the ball game. Charles Daniel with the basketball. Daniel outside. Here's a three. Yes! Sam Hanna for three. 30-26. And now Catholic will call a timeout. Let's take it with them. 1:18 to play in the ball game. We'll be back with the exciting conclusion of this boys game right after this. You're listening to Mountain Home Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided quality orthopedic care since 1983, from consultation and advanced diagnostic testing continuing through surgery, in-house therapy, and follow-up. If you're ready to reclaim the joy of life you once lived, more mobile and pain-free, Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell repair bones, joints, and muscles that work for a living and love to play. Let their experience, skill, and focus on convenient, cost-effective services for their patients put you back in motion. ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
All right, welcome back. 1:18 to go in the ball game. And after a big three by Wyatt Gilbert, it cuts the Catholic lead to one. Sam Hanna comes back with a dagger in the corner, and it is a 30-26 lead. Folks, Catholic has gone on a 23-6 run since trailing 20-7. 1:16 to go in the ball game. Here's Colton Peters with the basketball, top of the key. Now over to Wyatt Gilbert. Gilbert on the left wing. Gilbert wants the drive. He's going to be fouled on the floor. But this will be a 1-1. And Sam Hanna will pick up his second foul. And now these are some big free throws for Wyatt Gilbert. Mountain Home is 1 of 5 from the, actually 2 of 6, I'm sorry, from the line in the second half. But Gilbert does make the free throw. He's got 9. 30-27, 1:05 to play as Josh Dawson will check in for Will Klein. 30-27, 1:05 to play in the ball game. 30-28, big free throws for Wyatt Gilbert and the Mountain Home Bombers. We are now at 1 minute to play in the ball game. Charles Daniel with the basketball. Now over to Parker Lloyd. Now back over to Daniel. Mountain Home has probably got the foul. Here's Lloyd. And Catholic just trying to play keep away. And now a foul on Mountain Home. And this will be a two-shot foul. And that foul is going to go on Gilbert. That's only his first. But Catholic is in the double bonus. So Charles Daniel will go to the free throw line for two free throws. I don't know if I've seen in 20 years of broadcasting basketball as Daniel makes the free throw. I don't know if I have seen a turnaround in a half like I have today. 31-28, and now Coach Fulcher will call a timeout. Now, this will be a 30-second timeout. We're going to keep it right here. We're going to go ahead and keep it right here since this is a 30-second timeout. I'll tell you what, if the girls' game is any indication of how this one is going, I'm going to tell you what, we're going to be in for a great night of basketball. Don't forget, we got the girls' game coming up between Mountain Home and BB right here on Classic Hits 101.7, and that ought to be an outstanding ball game between two really good teams. I'm going to tell you what, I have not seen a rally like I have. Well, I've seen it a few times, but it's not been very often. Folks, Catholic trail 20-7 late in the third quarter. And the Rockets just kept chipping away. And this run is now 24-8. And now Charles Daniel, this is a big free throw to make it a two-possession ball game. And he makes the free throw, 32-28. 42 seconds to go in the ball game. Here comes Talon Benton for...
Oh, and a big foul on Mountain Home. Oh, my.
Colton Peters whistled for his third foul. And a tough, tough time for a foul. 37.9 seconds to play, and the Bombers are going to have to foul or get a quick turnover. 37.9 seconds to play in the ball game. Charles Daniel with the basketball. Daniel now over to Dawson. Dawson into the front court to Hannah. Now to Flanagan. And now a foul on Gilbert. Gilbert almost got the steal. And this is going to be two shots for the Little Rock Catholic Rockets. Josh Dawson at the line for two free throws. This could ice the ball game. The first free throw is no good. It is still a two-possession ball game. Second free throw by Dawson is no good. So Dawson missing both free throws. Here come the Bombers into the front court. Benton. And now in a corner, Peters for three. Shot! Yes! 6-3! By Colton Peters. And now we're going to have a timeout, and this will be a 30-second timeout. We're going to keep it right here, 13.1 seconds to play. What a big three-point basket, and it is now a one-point lead for the Little Rock Catholic Rockets, who trailed for pretty much all of this game. They were trailing 20-7, and then the Rockets just kept chipping away. And now there are 13 seconds remaining in the ball game. And the story of this second half has been the free throw shooting by Little Rock Catholic. Although, I'll tell you what, Dawson had a chance to really ice the ball game with the missed free throws, and you wonder if those free throws are going to come back to haunt Little Rock Catholic. We'll find out as the team's getting ready to come out of the timeout. So here we go. Josh Dawson will inbound the basketball with 13.1 seconds to play. Now, Catholic is in the double bonus, so any foul, they will get two shots. However, Mountain Home is in the 1-1. Dawson will inbound the basketball. Here's the inbound to Hannah, and Hannah will be fouled with 12.5 seconds to play. And Colton Peters with the foul. That's his fourth. And now, as Will Klein gets ready to check in, Sam Hanna, who has had himself a nice game, he's got eight. He'll go to the line for two very big free throws. First free throw for Hanna is no good. And now the Rockets are missing free throws at a very inopportune time. This is still a one-possession ball game, 12.5 seconds to play. Hannah to try to make this a two-point ball game. And the free throw is no good by Hannah. Here come the Bombers into the front court. Benton down to Cruz for the lead. No good. Rebound, Catholic, and now the Bombers will have to foul with 1.7 seconds to play. Luke Cruz was wide open. Could not get the shot to fall, and now Catholic can wrap it up at the line. And now Will Klein at the line for two free throws. Will Klein for two free throws. First free throw in and out. I'm telling you, now after making these free throws for most of the half, now Catholic cannot make a free throw. 1.7 seconds to play. Second free throw by Klein is good. Klein makes the free throw. 1.7 seconds to play. This is going to be, I believe, a 30-second timeout, so we're going to keep it right here. So, folks, 1.7 seconds to play. Now, I've seen this done last year at Morrilton. I saw where Morrilton only had 2 seconds to play, and the inbounds pass was made up around half court, and the ball handler dribbled it twice and put up a shot from about 30 or 35 feet. It can be done. It can be done, folks. So 1.7 seconds to play. Now Mountain Home is now out of timeouts. They are out of timeouts. 1.7 seconds to play in the ball game. Luke Cruz will inbound the basketball. And now we're going to have another timeout, this time by Catholic. And this will be another 30-second timeout, kind of this chess game that the coaches like to play. So 1.7 seconds to play. I'll tell you what, it is going to be a full timeout. Let's take a quick 30-second break, and then we'll be right back with the finale. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
All right, welcome back. 1.7 seconds to play in this ball game, and it's simple. I mean, you need a good inbounds pass. Luke Cruz will inbound the basketball. Now, there will not be anybody guarding the inbounder. So here we go. Cruz to inbound the basketball. Here's the throw down the court, and Peters will lose it out of bounds. No time comes off the clock, and now Mountain Home has got to commit a very quick foul or get a very quick turnover. And now Catholic's going to call yet another timeout, and that's going to be it. Now, this will be a 30-second timeout, so we're going to keep it right here. Wow, 1.7 seconds to play, folks. This has been the longest 1.7 seconds that I've seen. So 1.7 seconds to play in the ball game. And Little Rock Catholic will inbound the basketball after the Mountain Home turnover. But that was a heck of an inbound pass. Peters caught it probably about 25 to 30 feet away from the basket. So here we go. You're a Mountain Home fan. You're hoping for, at the very worst, a foul, a very quick foul. And then at the very best, hoping to get a quick turnover. But the ball is going to be inbounded underneath the basket, which means Mountain Home would have to heave it up. So here we go. Charles Daniel inbounded. And this one, as we're going to have a foul by Mountain Home. And Luke Cruz with his fourth foul, and a tough, tough way to end this ball game for Mountain Home. They had the lead for most of the game, and then Little Rock Catholic making an unbelievable comeback. And apparently that is the fifth foul on Cruz. I did not see an earlier foul. So Cruz is the second Mountain Home player to foul out. So Hunter Beshears will check in for the final six-tenths of a second. You can hear Coach, Assistant Coach Joe Klein shouting instructions. First free throw good by Lloyd. Tell you what, Parker Lloyd. Now, I don't know what happened. The second, he's not going to get a second free throw. Some type of violation. So here we go. Mountain Home with still a chance. Here's the inbounds play. And Fenton for three. No good. And that is how this one will end. And the Mountain Home Bombers stay in the Cabot Pre-Holiday Classic will end after today. There is no seventh place game. As Little Rock Catholic wins 34-31. We're going to take a timeout while I figure up some stats. And then we'll have a short post-game show as we get you ready for the girls' game coming up between Mountain Home and BB. You're listening to Mountain Home Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Over the past 10 years, the call in Baxter County has helped open over 1,100 foster homes and over 300 adoption homes through recruitment, training, and support services. They believe in smoothing the path for children to be placed in loving homes. Please find out how you can help. Visit thecallinarkansas.org. Our community cares, sponsored by Advanced Auto Body, West Plains Bank and Trust, Noctigal and Noctigal General and Vascular Surgery, KTLO Classic Hits, and The Boots salute the call.
Countless hours of service and over $5 million have been donated by Baxter Regional Auxiliary since 1962. I'm Becky Rose, Director of Volunteer Services, inviting businesses and organizations to join us in a new corporate group volunteer program supporting areas of need at BRMC. Employee or member skills and talents will let your group spirit shine. They'll experience the satisfaction of service and enjoy other benefits offered.
For more information, call 508-1064 or email brose@baxterregional.org.